This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته my dear brothers sisters friends those of you here with us today and those of you from around the world that are joining us online may Allah bless you all for taking this time out in your busy Saturday schedule to join us for this emergency and urgent gathering entitled Gaza is calling when will victory come before I kick off today's event I must begin by first thanking the senior management team and the leadership of Westbourne Islamic Center, my local Islamic center, who, mashallah, tabarakallah, have exemplified courage and fortitude in ensuring that today's event ran smoothly and not buckling under pressure. Many people asked me, Brother Diddy, why this venue, why here? I tell you why, because events like these are being cancelled up and down the country. Up and down the country because venues are buckling under the pressure of the Zionist lobby and the way they have weaponized public servicemen like the police. Many of you know I had detectives visiting myself just a couple of weeks ago. So Allahu Akbar to Westbourne Islamic Center. Let's have three takbirs. Takbir! 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 And I encourage masajid and Islamic centers up and down the country to take the lead and the example that my local community has, alhamdulillah. 6 weeks, 6 weeks, brothers and sisters, we have witnessed the genocidal, brutal, ethnic cleansing of our brothers and sisters in Gaza by the occupying Zionist entity of Israel. What I'm about to tell you doesn't even touch the 75-year occupation or what's happening in the occupied West Bank where thousands have been imprisoned, thousands have been killed, and thousands of houses have been demolished and handed over to armed Jewish Israeli settlers. But in 42 days, the Gaza Strip, which is 26 miles by 6 miles, has witnessed and experienced 25,000 tons of explosives. 25,000 tons of explosives, that's double the amount of Hiroshima. We've had 12,000 martyrs, of which 6,400 at least were children. Let me do some quick maths for you. That's one child, one Palestinian child killed every 9 minutes for the last 42 days. 75 masajids completely destroyed, churches, hospitals, 254 schools, of which many of them are UN schools. The Zionist entity has no regard for anything that is sacred by the basic of humanity and human laws. But we don't expect anything less from them. And here in the UK, close to home, whilst our experience is incomparable to that of our brothers and sisters, we too have felt the heat. We too have felt the heat. It feels like 9/11 all over again. Doctors, school children, masajid, imams, everyone being witch hunted for merely showing an outward expression of solidarity with their brothers and sisters. And then we have the UK government and the main opposition party who have consistently and unequivocally and overwhelmingly showed support for the genocidal intent of the Zionist entity. And why would we be surprised at that either? Why would we be surprised that those who carried out Iraq and Afghanistan and Vietnam and every other atrocity that they would now condemn Israel? But nonetheless, here in the UK, we have a unique challenge. There have even been calls to ban chants like "From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free." There have been calls to ban any flag that has the kalima in it. I told the London Met, if that's the case, the first flag you need to ban is that of Saudi Arabia, before anything else. But the most wildest call of them all has been from some elements of the Tory government and the pro-Zionist media that they want to ban the chant Allahu Akbar in public. Perhaps they do not know that since the inception of Islam,
to now until Yawm al-Qiyamah. Hundreds and millions and billions of people will say Allahu Akbar when they prostrate to Allah Azza wa Jal 5 times a day. They do not know that we say Allahu Akbar in happiness and in sadness. We say Allahu Akbar in victory and in defeat. And we say Allahu Akbar in life and death. Takbir! 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 Before I introduce today's first speaker, I want to leave you with some optimism. Because it's been tiring. Wallahi, it's been tiring. The death, the destruction, the chaos, the bloodshed, the organs, the limbless body, the decapitation. They talk about 40 beheaded babies, yani there's 6,000 of our children that have died. And we're out here trying to prove our humanity to them. But I want to end on this optimistic note. At the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's lifetime, there was an event called the Battle of Khandaq. We have mashayikh and ulama here. You can ask them whether this is a fairy tale or a bedtime story or a feel-good story. The Muslims were surrounded. The early Islamic society and state in Medina was surrounded, outflanked by a confederation of enemies, as well as those with seditious and treacherous intent within Medina. It was a very dark and bleak time. Food and water were scarce. It was cold. There are narrations that the Prophet ﷺ wrapped stones around his stomach. That's how scarce food was. And at a time when defeat seemed inevitable, imminent, what did the Prophet ﷺ do? He gave his Sahaba the glad tidings of the opening of Iraq and the opening of Asham. And when the munafiqeen, those who pretended to be Muslim, who lied about the Islam, were plotting from within, when they heard this prophecy, they mocked the Prophet ﷺ and they said, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we can barely relieve ourselves in peace and the enemy surrounds us. And he's giving his companions the glad tidings of Iraq and Asham. And they mocked and they belittled and they demoralized. But alhamdulillah, such is the sunnah of Allah Azza wa Jal, that within 20 years of the Battle of Khandaq, under the khilafah of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu an, verily Iraq and Asham was opened. Takbir! 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 And it's understandable. You're surrounded by the enemy. There's no food, there's no water. The enemies have united. They've united all their resources. So even fear had seeped into the heart of some of the Sahaba. May Allah be pleased with them. But alhamdulillah, the Prophet's prophecy came true. And I say this to you, that when you see the strongest nations of this earth sending military aid, sending fighter jets to support the Zionist entity's genocide, and when you see the most powerful governments providing the most sophisticated artillery and weaponry to bombard the besieged Muslims of Gaza, it reminds us of the situation of the Battle of Azhab or the Battle of Khandaq. My dear brothers and sisters, victory is near. Victory is already here. And victory is indeed ours. Whenever you see such gathering and unison of the enemies of Islam surrounding the besieged people in this way, you know who is upon haq. When you see that those who defend their rights, who defend their humanity, and they are attacked and censored here, know that the many of the Anbiya experience censorship and oppression for calling upon the haq. So let's be on the right side of history, brothers and sisters. And let's be a ummah that's worthy and deserving of Allah's victory. Let's do everything that we can within our capacity, within our remit, so we can stand in front of Allah in Yawm al-Qiyamah and say, Ya Rabbil Alameen, we did everything that we can.